Unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you shall not have life in you. Our Lord's not referring to this life, but eternal life. Your soul will not be spiritually connected unless you now partake of my spiritual sustenance. The connection is vital in this last section of St. John's Gospel, chapter 6, of the doctrine of the Eucharist and the dogma of the real presence. Notice the steps. Our Lord has talked about feeding our bodies. He fed their bodies. Then he saw that they hungered in their soul. So he said, I can give you living bread. I said, give us the bread. Fine. The living bread is myself. I am the living bread. I said, fine, good. And he said, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood. And at this they grumbled. It was too hard a saying, too difficult to comprehend. We want to submit to God's authority because God knows what's best for our bodies and our souls. And both are limited. Think of the limitations on your body. You may have physical limitations or psychological ones, but we are all limited by our human nature. Take, for example, the sea and the space. Not one of us can go up into the space above us, float around the planets, be kilometers in the sky, and survive. We would need some apparatus. We would need some special suit to preserve our life. And so, too, if we went into the bowels of the sea, several kilometers underwater, our bodies would be there, but they would soon perish. They'd be crushed. They would need oxygen. In both cases, our bodies are limited. We can't do what we like. We can't go where we would like. Well, our Lord wants us to go to eternity, and he's preparing our souls for that. And the preparation is vital. So too, it is vital to connect three words: knowing, loving, and living. Now the word knowing comes up in the first and second reading because we are taught about wisdom there. Wisdom invites us to a banquet. And St. Paul talks about the banquet ought to be what is best for your soul. Not passing food for your body, but that which nourishes you. True wisdom is insightful. The word wisdom, incidentally, is from the German Weiss. And there are two words in German, as there are in many languages, French and Italian, for knowing. English is a very limited language in some respects. For in other languages, to know something is different to know someone. Personal knowledge is a world apart to factual knowledge. For that reason, the Germans have two words for knowing, to wissen and können. French have savoir and connaître, and Italians have sapere and conoscere. The point being, knowing things is one thing. To know someone, that's true wisdom. To enter into the other person, that's a different form of knowledge. The ancient people used to call that intimate knowledge. Adam knew Eve. That was a reference to the intimacy they shared. So true knowing, personal knowing, leads to loving. You cannot love that which you do not know. So in knowing personally, you are led to love. And loving begets life, living. Knowing is the grasping. Loving is the desiring. Living is sustaining. And God wants us to know him, to love him and to live with him unto eternity. And he's teaching us how. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you shall not have life, eternal life, in your soul. Let's take a natural analogy or example to help make sense of this. Each and every one of us on earth, in our bodies, for minutes, hours, days, and months, were sustained by the flesh and blood of another person. For each and every moment, for months and months, we were sustained, maintained, preserved, kept alive, not by our flesh and blood, but the flesh and blood of another personal human being. Of course, you know, naturally and biologically, this is life in the womb. Our mothers fed us, nourished us, maintained us. At that phase of our life, in order that we, at birth, could enter this life. That's the body. Now take the soul. Christ is saying, unless you now are nourished, sustained and maintained by my flesh and my blood, each week in this sacrament, at the end of your life, when you leave the womb of this world and you're born into eternity, you will not have life. And that's the meaning of this. As our bodies are limited, so too our soul is limited. Now, Lord, here is wanting to fortify and prepare us for what shall come. And that's why this is not just a sublime mystery. It is a vital mystery. Vital in the sense it gives vitality to the soul unto eternity. Let us ponder these mysteries, connect our words, knowing, loving, and living, so that we always appreciate much the sacrament of the Eucharist, his real presence. And when we come into the church, acknowledge his presence, know him, the red light's burning, his presence in the tabernacle, love him by talking to him, by genuflecting with respect towards him, by showing signs of reverence, by our contemplative spirit, by manifesting an ardent devotion towards the good Lord in a sacrament. Now we prepare ourselves for a greater love for him then. We pray that we might always receive our Lord worthily, and therefore fruitfully, so that what begins today may bear great fruit tomorrow in his kingdom. Praise be Jesus Christ.